Summer is prime time for gardening and sprucing up our lawns, but what we do to our yards impacts our waterways more than you might expect. As we go about planting this season's flowers, trees, produce, and herbs, it's important to keep the health of our watershed in mind. Here to discuss some eco-friendly landscaping tips today is Suzanne Etkin, coordinator of the Anne Arundel Watershed Stewards Academy. Thanks for joining me today, Suzanne.
Thanks for having me, John.
Well, let's start with fertilizers. Many people use fertilizers and pesticides to promote the growth of their plants and to keep pests off, but how do these products affect the bay?
Well, John, fertilizers are essentially plant food, and when that plant food runs off of the lawns into our waterways, it essentially causes tiny microscopic plants to grow in our waterways. These are called phytoplankton, and those phytoplankton do a couple of things. First, they block the sunlight from reaching our underwater grasses. Underwater grasses are the habitat for fish and crabs. They also provide much of the oxygen that keeps our aquatic animals alive. The second thing they do is they have a fairly short life cycle, and when they die, they sink to the bottom of the waterway where there is generally less oxygen. And when they die, they're decomposed, and that process uses up oxygen. And so when we have a lot of phytoplankton die-off, we end up with low oxygen, very low oxygen, something called dead zones in our waterways. And these dead zones exist not only in the main stem of the bay, but in almost every tributary. And they are the main thing that is harming most of our aquatic life.
So how can we protect the bay and still maintain a lush lawn and garden?
That's a great question, John. It's really important to maintain a lush stand of turf grass, and so we can do that without adding a lot of excess fertilizer. The first thing that you want to do is you want to get your soil tested to see if you actually need a fertilizer. Mm-hmm. And then if you do need a fertilizer, you want to be sure that you fertilize at the right time of the year. Most of our lawns are composed of cool season grasses, and those grasses really need to be fertilized in the fall and not in the spring. Fertilizing in the fall promotes deep root growth, and it also allows the shoots that come up to harden over the winter so that they're more resistant to dry weather the next summer. When you fertilize in the spring with cool season grasses, all you're doing is promoting a lot of extra tender growth that's just going to die over the summer, and you're feeding weeds. So fertilize in fall, if at all. The second thing is we don't need to fertilize when the ground is dormant. So that's from mid-November to mid-March. You want to stay away from fertilizing on hard surfaces or within 15 feet of any waterway. The last thing that you can really do to promote lush turf without adding excess fertilizer is you can mulch in your clippings, your leaves when they fall, or your grass clippings. That adds extra nitrogen without fertilizer. And then lastly, you want to be mowing at a height of at least 3 inches tall. And so that allows the grass to crowd out extra weeds, and so you don't have to use extra pesticides.
Great pointers. Thanks again for joining me today, Suzanne. For more best practices on fertilizing eco-friendly landscaping, visit aqua.org/abluview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.